an interview with Dr. Dan Tini, Dr. Dan, ENT, allergy and immunology, expert in the research of delayed food allergies. After watching The Oprah Show with Jenny McCarthy and Holly Robinson Pete, there were a lot of suppositions made about vaccines contributing to the cause of autism. Jenny also said diet, specifically casein and gluten-free diets, helped her son immensely. As one of the foremost researchers on delayed food allergies, can you elaborate on this with your own theories?
I surely can. I saw that program, and I really feel strongly that autism is an autoimmune disease. I think it's precipitated by early immunizations, and these immunizations lead to the formation of immune complexes, which cause abnormal brain development. The immune system in these children is overstimulated. These children, the target organ is the brain and the gut, and inflammation in these areas lead to problems. I think the vaccines are needed. I don't have a problem with vaccines, but the timing, I think, is critical in these children. As Jenny said, one size doesn't fit all. Some children may need to be immunized early, but others certainly shouldn't be immunized until much later. Genetically and developmentally, some of these children just can't tolerate immune stimulation at such an early age.
Well, what do you personally think about the gluten-free, casein-free diet?
Well, I certainly feel that gluten and casein are part of the problem, but again, as Jenny says, one side doesn't fit all, and that's certainly true for these food allergy problems. My research has shown that any food can cause any inflammation and immune complex formation in any child or any person. To get the best results, you really need to identify all the allergens that might be causing the problem. We can do that in our lab.
Well, how can food allergy testing help?
Well, first of all, we can identify the foods which are causing the immune complexes to form. That's what our testing does. Secondly, by eliminating those harmful foods, we can reduce the overall allergic load or immune stimuli to that particular child. The food sensitivity perpetuates a hyperimmune state. This hyperimmune state keeps the brain synapses from forming an intact, functional neural network. And this neural network is necessary for proper brain function. It all begins with the gut. And there is a very good explanation for this gut malfunction in autism, which we can't go into now, but if you access MySpace on the internet, Dr. Andrew Wakefield has about a half-hour tape which reviews all the current literature which links gut inflammation to brain inflammation in children. When you eliminate these allergic foods, it stops the brain-gut inflammatory cycle, allowing the whole immune system to calm down, and your child begins to function normally.
Is there a window of opportunity to alleviate these symptoms?
Oh, I think absolutely. My research has shown, and others have shown, that the best results for any treatment protocol, whatever it is, whatever changes are to be started, should be started before the age of 3, if at all possible. That's why early diagnosis is absolutely critical. After the age 4 or 5, abnormal neural patterns seem to become fixed. And unfortunately, any response to therapy is less than optimal. But there is always hope, and there is improvement. It's just not as great.
Well, once people are involved in this, now how can the parents actually help?
Well, I think they have to be proactive. They have to be advocates for their children. At the first sign of any autistic characteristics, certainly stop any further immunizations. I think your child needs tested for food allergies. I think he needs tested for food allergies with a test that identifies immune complexes, because I think those are really the causative agents. Get on the internet. The internet's your friend. follow your instincts. If your doctor pooh-hoos the fact that your child might have an autistic problem, don't listen to him as the last resource. Continue to follow up. Use your own resources. Use the internet. Get information from other families who have autistic children.
Well, Jenny McCarthy did do a lot of that. She did all of her own research, but it's a little overwhelming. What could parents do right now?
I would say, yes, it's overwhelming, but you have to start. Don't wait for a formal diagnosis. That may come too late. Doctors often don't make a clear diagnosis until age 4. Time is critical. You need to get something done before the age of 3. So don't wait that long. Err on the conservative side. If you're wrong, you haven't harmed your child by investigating this issue. If they're tested for food allergies and they have food allergies, it may cure some intestinal problems or rashes or colic or croup that your child has that you didn't know were related to food. But get them tested. Call Sage Medical Laboratories. We really can help you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dan. That is extremely helpful information. If you would like other information, please call 877-SAGE-LAB or go to www.sagemedlab.com.
Thank you very much. I'd be glad to help anyone who calls.